takes place in the northwestern outskirts of New Orleans, where thick stringy Spanish moss covers and hangs off cypress trees. Near tall grass open fields and dank swamps on the edge of the woods, where vapor floats across the land. It's an unusually cold, misty October night for the south.
Your breath visible in the cool night air.
It was late. Now picture a full moonlit night sky, and parked under them oak trees, you see a car with foggy windows. Inside, there's a newly wed couple making love. Sexy, reaching that height only attainable with the sacrifices of marriage, it seems. For she bent her whole life on, and vice versa. They are parked on what was once part of the grounds of the old nearby circus slash theme park, finally shut down by the city about a decade ago, I'd say. You can see what's left of it in the distance, past the fields with piles of rusty machinery sticking up above the tall overgrown grass. The aroma of roasted carnival peanuts and cotton candy, and the strong smell of elephant dung, now long gone. Now the place sits in a lonely static calm, only lit by one tall, surviving outside light, glimmering in the mist. Local rumor has it that Circus Blue, a 600-pound monster with strong arm, circus performer, reaching a height of over 7.5 feet, still secretly inhabits the place. He did one of the circus shows, carrying horses on his wide back, flipping over small tractors and cars. His feats of strength were said to have left audiences in awe. He was called Circus Blue because he painted his whole body a light blue turquoise-like color, similar to that of blue cotton candy, or you know, that light blue circus tent color. His face he painted the same blue with white stripes and with a dark stripe across his eye area, similar to some Cherokee warriors. He wore this all year round, night and day. No one seen him any other way. Though some say he did this to hide heavy scars, others say it was to hide his identity. He was said to have bushy dark copper red hair and wore these large farmer overalls with one of the shoulder straps always broken and hanging, and no shirt underneath, revealing more of that blue color tint on his skin. All that was known of him was from a hobo, a train hopping old man passing through town. He knew his parents. Said Circus Blue has Cherokee and black ancestry, but he's mostly Dutch. The strong man never spoke much. Only sound that come out of his mouth was when he yelled in fits of rage when struggling to lift something of colossal proportions. It's been said he always smelled like smoke, spent most of his time alone in the woods, hurling baseball-sized rocks that always managed to find their targets, smashing through bottles and cans. Most local kids would never dare jump that circus fence and trespass on the old circus grounds. But a few who have said when the only circus light grows dim at night, you can see in the distance Circus Blue's huge figure on top of that old little electric train car that was used for tours and carrying supplies around the theme park. Sitting there, driving it, silently gliding through the darkness, with a faint clink or a clang from the wheels as it rolls down the track. Now the newlywed couple were told of all this, stopping in for a drink this very night at the local neon-lit tavern down the road. When they mentioned they purchased a piece of the property being bought and sold, the locals paused and looked at each other in silence. Though the locals warned, the couple didn't buy into their warnings. In fact, they chuckled and giggled as they swung open the tavern door and made their way back.